This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Today's the last day to vote early before the March 1st primary. Election officials expect this to be the busiest day for early voting. Overall turnout's already higher across Texas than when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton faced off in the 2008 primary. Besides presidential primaries, several statehouse races and local contests are on the ballot. Voters need to have a valid government-issued photo ID with them when they go to the polls. Those polls close tonight at 7. With a debate in Houston now behind them, Republican presidential candidates will try to generate some last-minute support in North Texas before Super Tuesday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio begins a rally in about 30 minutes at Clyde Warren Park in Dallas. Billionaire Donald Trump will appear at the Fort Worth Convention Center at noon. And tomorrow, Ben Carson will appear at a Tea Party town hall at the Westin DFW Airport Hotel in Irving. Now, the tension over Super Tuesday was obvious last night in the GOP presidential debate, but that's not the only contentious race to watch out for. Gromer Jeffers of the Dallas Morning News joined KERA's Rick Holter to talk about it for this week's Friday Conversation.
Let's start with the race that's made the most noise locally this week, the battle between John Wiley Price, Dwayne Carraway, and two other challengers for Price's seat on the Dallas County Commission. Price and Carraway have been two of the leading African-American Democrats in North Texas for decades, and they've never been pals.
They've been rivals for a long time, and it goes back to the mid-90s when Dwayne Carraway was trying to be head of the Dallas chapter of the NAACP. Mm-hmm. Price sort of opposed him there. He was an established politician. Dwayne was sort of, up and coming in terms of electoral politics and his visibility, but it seemed like at every turn, Price would oppose him. This race has been coming for a long time. Carraway has always wanted to do a couple of things. First, he would love to be mayor, right? That's not really in the cards, but he's always wanted to run against Price and be on the Dallas County Commissioner's Court. So this was the perfect opportunity for him.
And Price seemed a little vulnerable. I mean, this is a guy who's facing felony charges.
Exactly.
It's a trial that's scheduled in September.
Yeah, Price is under indictment. He's run under the specter of this federal investigation before, but never against a candidate like Carraway. I mean, Carraway has strong name recognition, 8 years on the council. This was an opportunity to really test Price, to really see if he still had it in terms of his electoral power, his electoral might.
Then comes this week. They and the other two candidates for the job are at a gospel radio station in Dallas.
Right.
Things get heated during a break. One of Carraway's aides accused Price of choking him. There are multiple videos out there showing different perspectives. How do you think this affects the results on Tuesday?
I think before the scuffle, it was going to be solely a referendum on Price's mm-hmm. leadership and his term, his 30 years on the court, and whether he should bow out and sort of give Carraway a chance to show what he could do. Now, all the talk about the issues, the needs of that district, it's gone now. It's all about the fight.
Now, there's been some shouting on the presidential campaign trail this week. It's not been quite as profane as what
right.
we heard here in Dallas. And Texas is looking absolutely crucial for Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Most polls show him with a lead, but a new WFAA Technopoll has him tied with Donald Trump. How's that race playing out in North Texas?
North Texas is a wonderful laboratory for politics because it's so diverse. There's a lot of support for Trump. There's also a little bit of support for Marco Rubio and a lot of support for Ted Cruz. Because of the way the delegates are being proportioned, there are 155 delegates,
right.
but it's not winner take all. That's bad news for Cruz because Trump can come in an area like North Texas and have a big rally and, get a lot of delegates.
Mm-hmm.
It's really critical for Cruz to try to maximize his delegate total here in his home state in Texas. But the polls reflect this. While he may squeak out a win, he may not get the delegates he needs to make that big statement.
Because Trump already has a pretty big delegate lead.
Trump has a big delegate lead. It's still early, mm-hmm. but it's a big lead. The bad news for Cruz is that, with the exception of Texas, Trump leads in every other Super Tuesday state.
If Trump beats Cruz in Texas, is Cruz out?
If Trump beats Cruz in Texas, for all practical purposes, Cruz is out. Now, he'll probably still have the money to soldier on, but there would be no logical reason for Cruz to stay in. If he can't win in his home state, how can he beat Trump anywhere else?
Now, you've been covering politics in this town for 15 years or so. Has a primary ever had this kind of impact nationally?
On the Republican side, no. You probably have to go back to 1976 to get a Republican race where Texas had any sort of impact. And that's why folks are so excited about this primary. There's drama here because of what we talked about earlier. Can Cruz hold serve here? How will Donald Trump perform here? And quite frankly, will the Republican presidential race, in essence, end on Tuesday?
We'll get an answer to all those questions on Tuesday night. Grummer Jeffers of the Dallas Morning News, thanks for taking the time.
It's always great to be here.
And finally, former State Senator Wendy Davis is having a moving sale. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, she's paring down her belongings after moving to Austin. The sale includes outfits, accessories, shoes, and furniture. Those pink running shoes she wore during her famous 2013 filibuster are not for sale. However, she is selling an identical autographed pair. Davis lost to Greg Abbott in the 2014 governor's race, and after that election, she stayed out of the limelight until she decided to speak out on gender equality and to campaign for Hillary Clinton. The estate sale runs through tomorrow in Fort Worth. You can listen to a recent interview with Davis about the presidential election and her own political plans at keranews.org. Expect a high of 61 today under sunny skies. It's 35 degrees in Dallas, 36 in Fort Worth,